Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Quelich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Quelich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Sissel steals third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Sissel scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quelich. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. Jeffries moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Quelich hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stone. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Faber bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill has Grubb trapped. There's the throw to Grabowski and over to McManus, who tags Grubb for the out. Blue moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Owen reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehill, and towards Owen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Faber bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Quelich strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quelich. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill is walked intentionally. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Reynolds. Grabowski reaches second base with a double. Hub Walker pinch runs for Johnny Grabowski. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grubb and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Blue. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Two outs. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Quelich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quelich moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quelich scores. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Big Swed now pitching. Ray Hayworth pinch hits for Hub Walker. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Jeffries applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Hayworth now catching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Garrity pinch hits for Big Swed. Hank Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.